Many people who try about this time of year to work off their extra holiday pounds spend time doing it in front of the television. You grab a remote, plant yourself on a balance board, and assume that you're getting a real workout there in front of the TV. NPR's Allison Keyes asks if that assumption is true.
You've seen them, the indoor fitness fanatics. Not the ones crowded into a room full of sweaty classmates, but the ones at home, working out with their TV video game trainers.
Let's work together on improving your posture. Let's do the warrior pose together.
For would-be workout warriors like 24-year-old Chris Sturbank, programs like the Nintendo Wii Fit mean motivation and sometimes big changes.
I lost about 30 pounds doing it.
He says he started out with the yoga and was encouraged by the outcome, even though it wasn't much at first.
I did it about a week with just solely Wii, and I saw that I was losing weight. I think it was like 3/4 of a pound or something, but I saw a result.
But the game eventually suggested other changes to Sturbank, which led to a better diet and a daily run of up to 20 minutes away from the TV.
The more you play it, the more it kind of responds to you. So it would say, like, if I played it real late at night, it would say, oh, try not playing it so late. Or, and then it would also suggest, like, why not try going for a run? So I was like, okay, I'll do it.
I think I can do it on my own, and I don't need to buy a $200, $250 console to do it.
Sarah Nathan, a 22-year-old New Jersey native, says she has friends like Chris who have gotten good results from video game workouts, but she prefers real training, like running outside or on treadmills.
Normally, I try to do between, I'd say, 45 to 90 minutes of cardio daily, depending on what I'm doing.
The real thing is going to pay greater dividends in terms of calorie burn.
Cedric Bryant is chief science officer for the American Council on Exercise, which recently studied the fitness benefits of the Wii Fit and Dancetown. Dancetown is a video game where participants follow on-screen prompts to dance steps. Bryant says the study found that generally, video game workouts alone aren't enough of a good thing. Take the running games on the Wii, for example.
The free run and the island run yielded about 5.5 calories per minute. Real running, you would expect to get about twice that.
The study found that just using the Wii isn't enough for people in their 20s or for older folk who are reasonably fit. But Bryant says Dancetown's moderate and hard levels are sufficient for many older adults, especially those who are sedentary. Denitra Greer, a Washington, D.C.-based personal trainer, explains why one should combine the video game workouts with cardio and weight training.
Well, you still don't have enough resistance, and you may not have the full range of motion as you think you do, because they don't challenge that. Whereas with weight machines and exercise equipment, it challenges your range of motion, and it puts you in a place where you have to use work in certain areas versus a game system.
All right, let's do this together. Right, lock.
Greer says you should get to the gym 2 or 3 times a week in addition to your video fitness games. But Bryant hopes that just the fun of the games will get enough people off their butts and moving, and active people are healthier people. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.